Grace and peace to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Early spring, somewhere around 1446 BC, there was a man out in the field in the region of Goshen in Egypt, looking through his sheep to find a lamb for his family. This lamb needed to be young, less than a year old, healthy, with no visible defects. Having found this unblemished lamb, he then proceeds to take it home. And over the next 4 days, he and his family keep a very close eye on the lamb to make sure that it is indeed healthy and whole. Then, on the fourth day, after selecting the lamb, on the 14th day of the month, in early evening, the man would then sacrifice the lamb, careful not to break any of its bones. Its blood is then used to mark the sides and the top of the entrance unto the family home. The lamb is roasted whole, eaten by the family together in the dark with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is also done throughout all of the homes of the fellow Israelites during the night. Beginning at midnight, a wailing begins to be heard in the land. In each of the Egyptian homes, the firstborn son has died that night. Meanwhile, not a single Hebrew household is touched. Not a single home marked with the blood of the lamb experiences any losses. The result of this, the next day, Pharaoh tells the Israelites that they are now free to go. Free at last. Be gone. Leave Egypt. They've suffered through 9 previous plagues, but Pharaoh, in the hardness of his heart, had refused to let them go. He was stubborn and scornful of the Lord. And now their time of slavery at last has come to an end, and they have been set free. And it all happened exactly the way the Lord had said that it was going to happen. In judgment, he has struck down the firstborn of Egypt, and in mercy, he has passed over the firstborn of his own people. The mighty are brought low, and the humbled are exalted. Wherever the blood of the Lamb is seen, no harm comes to the inhabitants. The centuries roll on year after year after year, and the anniversary of this Passover continues. The people of Israel observe a week-long feast that includes a sacrificed Passover lambs and the eating of Passover meals. They move forward for nearly 1,500 years of Passover celebrations until about 33 AD. On the Sunday of the week of Passover, a man enters Jerusalem humbly riding upon a donkey. He comes to present himself as the perfect Passover lamb. Over the next 4 days, the man of Nazareth, Jesus, is repeatedly questioned. He is challenged. He is tested. He teaches publicly in the sanctuary where everyone can hear and see what he has to say. Each time he proves to be faithful and to be free of guilt and without fault, he demonstrates himself to be the unblemished Lamb of God. That Thursday, he celebrates Passover with his disciples. Later that same night, they take him captive. The next day, on a hill outside of Jerusalem, Jesus offers himself up on the cross as the perfect, final Passover sacrifice. Like the earlier Passover lambs, none of his bones are broken. But unlike the first Passover lamb, only one firstborn dies this time. The one and only begotten Son of God. A perfect sacrifice. There's weeping over the death of this son, but because of his self-giving sacrifice for us, All who are marked by the blood of the Lamb remain untouched by the judgment of God's righteousness. For the countless sins of thought and word and deed, and all of the evil that we have done within our lives, and all of the good that we have left undone, what we justly deserve is present and eternal punishment now and forever, but instead, God has passed over, like he passed over those Israelite homes long ago because of the blood of the Lamb, so too does God continue to pass over his people because of the blood of the Lamb. We are marked by that blood. He is the final, true, and perfect Passover Lamb. All other sacrifices, that 1,500 years of sacrifices, were shadows of that great Passover Lamb to be offered in God's due time. They were shadows of what was going to happen. And now, by his blood, we have been saved. We have been redeemed once and for all. With the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish, without spot, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. In baptism, we have been washed clean in the blood of this holy Lamb of God, Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. By the gospel, by the cleansing of blood purifies us from all sins, writes John in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 7 and 9. And in the Lord's Supper, new and better Passover meal has been instituted. And we have received forgiveness, life, and salvation through this body given for us, and the blood that was poured out for us, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and 25. Marked by and saved by this blood of the Lamb, we are issued forgiveness. We are freed from our sins. We are freed from our fear of death. We are free to live as God's redeemed people. And all of that happened exactly the way God said that it was going to happen. What he had previewed in the Passover in Exodus, he accomplishes on the cross. And for all of this, may Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, be praised forever and ever. As John heard it sung in heaven and recorded it for us in Revelation chapter 5, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessings. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessings and honor and glory and might be forever and ever. Amen.